Hello, everybody.
Hello.
This is
Mia. This mic sounds weird.
Really? Do you want me to put you on another one?
Does that sound okay to you?
It sounds good to me.
Okay, fine. This is Alexia and Mia.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is Matter of Fact.
Yes, and today we are subbing for somebody. We are subbing for Ali's show, which is Sauerkraut. So, Ali, thank you for giving us the opportunity
to
be here.
Thank you, Ali. It is daylight out.
It is daylight
while
out.
On the air.
Crazy, because our usual time is Thursdays at 1 in the morning. So, Wednesday nights, technically.
Wednesday nights. Actually, everybody's awake.
Yeah, surprisingly,
except
a lot of people are awake.
Except for the losers.
That are asleep. But whatever. So it's nice to be back, even though we were here like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, and then we have another show coming up on
this
Thursday
week, yeah.
And that'll be our last show of the semester. Very exciting.
Unless
we sub again.
Yes. This is true.
Yeah. So what else should we talk about for this little break?
We can honestly finish listening to this little instrumental.
Let's introduce what we're listening to.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so we just listened to No More Like That by EF1. I also want to apologize, I'm losing my voice.
Oh, this is true.
Right now we're listening to Harrison Ford Escort by Mac DeMarco.
And next up we have We have Love Buzz by Nirvana. And as usual, we always have a theme to our show. So
yes,
if you guys
gotta guess,
that's your job to guess what the theme is. Hopefully, y'all get it. I'd say it's pretty self-explanatory, right?
If you know one of these songs.
Yeah, if you know one of these songs, you're like, okay, then this is.
I do
this
want to talk about
theme.
Right now that I am going crazy at SMFA lately. Finals week.
This is true. I was able to finish all my SMFA finals.
Well, I wasn't. So I'm going back right after this. And this I was there all day and all day yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. We will catch you guys on the next vocal break.
Which
see
is after Love Buzz. So
yes,
see you guys.
Just one song.
Thank you. All right, Alexia, I think it is about that time.
It is about that time. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eidigman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Medford Somerville campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, your voice is really...
It's gone. It's really gone.
It's leaving us.
My voice passed on.
Anyways,
left us. We also have another PSA that we have to read because we have a donation drive for WMFO.
Yes, we do.
If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation, select arts, sciences, and engineering, then other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform.
We would really appreciate it, guys.
Do me freeform. We can't talk about that.
We will. Yeah, we can.
Anyways, we were just listening to Love Buzz by Nirvana, and what are we listening to right now?
Before this one, currently, we were listening to Selena's Interlude by Corporeal, a local Boston band. And now we are listening to Something Happened by Whitney, which the songs don't go with our theme, but...
And none of our instrumentals usually go with
our
theme.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay, let's talk about Mustard Service.
I was just going to say that.
So
on April 16th, which was last Sunday,
we've been to three concerts in the past
three,
2 weeks.
I've been to four, you've been to three, yes. Yeah. This is true. But on the 16th of April, which was last week, we saw Mustard Service here in Boston, or in Cambridge, Boston, same thing. Came last year in March for their East Coast tour, and they decided to do a revamped East Coast tour this year, so we got to catch them again. And I had the incredible opportunity to interview them this time for WMFO Radio.
And that interview is available on WMFO.org.
If you go on the WMFO website and you go to the news tab, it is right there. It's the first little thing that comes up. So would really appreciate it if you guys checked it out. It was a really wonderful conversation.
And the actual concert itself was just amazing. With a wonderful group of friends. Let's shout them out.
Oh, Felipe, Antonio, Tonward. Tonward, if you're listening.
They are. Hey. Hi, Slime.
Felipe, Tonward, Hannah, Mitch, Michael, same thing. We also got to see our friend Danny and Andrea.
Danny arrived, yep.
That was us.
We had some side quests. And then we also saw Duster, which was an amazing concert.
Which was the Friday right before.
At Paradise Rock Club. And then, when was this, 2 days ago?
I saw Boy Scott at the Lily Pad on Friday, which was just a wonderful experience. They had this band, had a band called Lady Pills open up for them. Like, there were two openers. It was Lady Pills and Nova One. Lady Pills is from Boston, so you should check out Lady Pills. Lady Pills on Instagram. And Nova One from Providence, Rhode Island. Oh, they were amazing. I wish you could have seen it, but the show was sold out.
Yep, and I don't have any money left.
This is true. Anyways.
I had to pay $20 to get into Duick today. Trenches.
It was really rough. I ran out of meal swipes yesterday.
Yes, I ran out of meal swipes. I ran out of my emergency meal swipe supply that was 10 extras. True. So I am truly in the trenches right now.
Yeah, but anyways, after Boy Scout, after Nova One, it was Boy Scout, and Boy Scout was wonderful. And on Saturday, which was 2 days ago, we saw Unknown Mortal Orchestra. And
to be honest, it wasn't very great. It wasn't a very good concert. It wasn't immersive enough. I feel like it could have been louder.
I feel like it was a good experience. I feel like any concert is a good experience. The crowd was very interesting because it was a lot of like millennials, like I'd say like 26 and above.
Yeah.
It was an interesting crowd. Can't really talk about what happened in the crowd and why some people got kicked out.
We're not allowed to talk about that.
But those are one of the bands that I feel like are better recorded than live. And it sucks to say it, but it's the reality of the situation. So, but it was still a really wonderful concert. They're an incredible band from New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So
their
great.
Music just sounds better recorded.
It does.
That's it. Yeah. It's fine. Same thing happened for us when we went to Peach Pit last
That's
year.
So true. That was, oh my gosh,
that was about a year ago.
That was like a year and like 2 weeks ago or so. Mm-hmm. Or like almost 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We saw Peach Pit at Big Night Live at the TD Garden. It's like
I don't
a small
like that venue.
I'm not a fan of it either.
I don't like TD Garden either, honestly. I don't like anything with seats.
That's true.
Unless you're going to see like a musical.
Yeah, but
not my thing.
But it's but yeah, Peach Pit was the same situation where it was the band is just better recorded than live, which sucks. But oh well, what can you do? Not much about.
Lost $90. What are you gonna do?
that was one of the multiple early Christmas presents that you got for me.
My $90.
No, but it wasn't a waste of it. It was not a waste.
It wasn't a waste. Yeah. It's like I could have spent that on like three more meals at Doing Dining Hall.
Well.
Imagine all happening. The smoothies that I could have gotten at SMFA Cafe.
Shout out to that's my thing. Sorry guys, kind of sucks.
Shout out again to my slime for letting me use all their jumbo cash.
Bro, shout out to Tonward for real. Tonward, if you're listening, thank you so much for letting us use your jumbo cash.
We are quite literally so deep in the trenches right now with the amount of money that we are lacking.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Ready for rent?
Oh, yeah. I'll have my comeback of the century over the summer when I work.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know where I'm going to work, like butcher shop or something.
In Davis Square?
Yeah.
All right, because we are moving.
Okay, so next up is, what's next?
Wait, actually, right now you are listening to You Know What I Mean by Jeff Beck.
Yes.
And after this, you will be listening to Losing My Religion by Movements, then Please, Please, Please Let Me Be Understood by Deftones, then I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself by The White Stripes, and then is our next vocal break. So we will catch you guys then.
See you guys soon.
It's myself. I don't know what to do with myself. I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. Like a summer rose.
All right, guys, welcome back.
Potato Boy.
Potato Boy by Mac DeMarco. You just listened to I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself by The White Stripes. And you are currently, yes, once again, listening to Potato Boy by Mac DeMarco.
I have something that I briefly want to mention. Yeah. I've been obsessed with this Reddit thread called r/fatsquirrelhate.
Oh my god, no.
And it reminded me of it because the next song is So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings by Squirrel Flower, and I saw Squirrel and I got a rage within me because I have like this Pavlov dog moment where now every time I see the word squirrel, I think of r/fatsquirrelhate and how much I want to like punt a squirrel. Anyways, let's talk about our finals for art.
Yeah, I mean, Alexia, you're working on a crazy painting.
Very big, very huge, working on
it's
it
like
the whole semester.
Tall.
7 feet tall. It's been grueling. I was just there at SMFA. Now I'm going to go work on it again. What is that?
Buzzing.
Of what?
I don't know. wait. It's your mic.
Whoa, okay,
wait. All right. How's that sound? Well, that's weird. So, you have to go back on mic too.
Is that okay?
Anyways, I've been working on my final for screen printing, which is like this huge mobile, like child's. Alexi's adjusting the mic.
I gotta go like upside down.
I think it's fine. Anyways, I've been working on this huge, like giant sculptural, like child's mobile, like you know those mobiles that go above the baby beds, the cribs.
Yes.
Yeah, so I just documented that today, and I'm very excited to share it with everybody if you're interested in seeing
I'm
it.
I'm also making the Last Supper with my
That's
birds
so true.
Instead of everybody.
If you're interested.
Jesus and his apostles. If you guys are interested in the Bible, you should definitely check out my piece.
But no, if you are interested in seeing our finished pieces, check out Alexia's Instagram at
AlexDeli with two I's at the end.
And my art Instagram, which is mia.rose_art.
And then the songs that are coming up now are So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings by Squirrel Flower, Put Your Records On by Rit Momney, Nothing Else Matters by Phoebe Bridgers, and then I Am the Walrus Live by Oasis.
You can hate all you want on Oasis, but we got them on.
I don't know enough about music to hate.
Well,
time
I'll tell you now. I'll tell you in the break.
Okay.
See you guys at the next break.
Bye.
as the sky. Sunburnt and lonely, sipping tea in the bar by the roadside.
Never open. open myself this way. Life is ours, we live it our way. All these words I don't just say, and nothing else matters. Trust I seek and I find in you. Every day for us something new. Open mind for a different view. Couldn't be much more from the heart. Forever trusting who we are. No, nothing else matters.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Hello.
Welcome back to our last vocal break. I just wanted to do a quick shout out to Liliana, who is listening right now, and also to my mom, my dad, and my sister, who are also listening. Yeah, this is our last vocal break of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to disclose our, what? Is that how you say it?
Reveal.
Can you say that? Reveal. Thank
reveal
you.
Reveal our theme.
Reveal our theme. Drum roll. It was
covers.
Versions of songs.
What else do we want to talk about? Oh, me and I and our buddy Michael got
who is going to be on our radio show on Thursday.
On Thursday. We got into ISS Intermediate Studio Seminar at SMFA, which is a year-long program. Very big accomplishment for us.
Yeah,
only 10
people
are
really
going to
be able
to take
it. It's a program where we basically just work on a whole project for an entire year, and then we have an exhibition at the end of the school year.
And I really want a studio so bad. So
and we finally
really
got a studio space, all of us.
Finally
so
got a studio space.
It's very, very wonderful. Very exciting
It'll
that we finally have a space.
Much easier than me
we can sleep
around.
Over.
Yeah,
in
I'm
our little
about
studio
to do
space.
That tonight.
Oh yeah, no, but I'm saying in our studio spaces.
Yeah, that would be much better.
Hopefully, all our studios are next to each other, so we can just like slumber party.
It doesn't really
in the
matter.
Evening.
It'll be kind of funny to like walk across the hall and be like, hey,
at like
guys.
1 a.m. Oh my god, hi guys.
Oh my god, hi.
I quickly wanted to talk about the Oasis song. I thought it was really funny to put an Oasis cover of the Beatles because of what I don't know which brother said it. Either it was Noel or the other one. One of them said that they were going to be bigger than the Beatles, and that caused a lot of backlash on their reputation.
See,
so
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know, but I thought it would be really funny. Anyways, we have reached 7:55.
Which means we can say this is Mia and Alexia with Matter of Fact, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes.
Hopefully by Thursday I have my voice back.
I really hope
Michael
so.
Will be
Michael
here.
Will be here.
And
we will,
I gotta
yes.
run.
Yes, you do. Alexia has to catch the shuttle.
I gotta catch the shuttle, but I will see you guys soon. Mia,
yes.
You wanna end this for us?
I will end this for us. Anyways, like Alexia said, please join us on Thursday morning,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday night, at 1 a.m. We will be here. We will be talking with our buddy Mitch about, we'll see. We'll see what we will be talking about.
Really
so that'll be very exciting.
Bye.
It'll be, bye Alexia. Alexia's just leaving. It'll be our last show of the semester, so we are very excited to host it. Anyways, we can finish listening to this song, which is Lusty Scripts by Fugazi, right before you listen to You've Got a Woman by Whitney. And before that, you listen to Stand By Me by Prince Royce, which I personally thought would be a really, really funny addition to the covers theme of this evening. And I think a lot of our listeners also thought it was funny. So anyways, good night, guys, and tune in to us on Thursday at 1 a.m. See you then.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Reeds drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.